thirsty in the rain. Like that eagle, now my soul is flying over mountains and crimson morning sky. And I don't see to be no use in trying so hard. There don't seem to be a reason why. I must fight you for the rich man's money just to buy back his foolish pain. It's so useless. Somehow funny to be thirsty in the rain. Thirsty in the rain.
The most epic things I've ever witnessed on stage was earlier this last summer. We were playing a gig with Peter in Colorado, and we finished the encore, and everybody was like sweaty and tired, and it was at altitude, and Peter is the absolute goat, and it's like he's like 82, and right after the encore finished, he just took off this beautiful turquoise bracelet and swiveled around and looked directly at Hollywood and just locked eyes with him and gave him this bracelet.
Well,
it was Doc Watson's heavenly birthday on Monday. We pretty much celebrate our heroes every day in this band, you know. Robert Hunter and Jerry Garcia and my dad, of course, and John Hartford, and Tim O'Brien and Jerry Douglas and scores of other heroes, you know. Doc Watson is very high on that list of heroes. And the other night, I was in Nashville. I played a gig with a bunch of my buddies, the Leslie Brothers and a bunch of other folks. And we just played mostly Doc Watson tunes or tunes we learned through Doc Watson. And this is one of those tunes I learned off of a record called Doc and Dog that my pop and doc made in our house when I was like maybe 7 years old. I just remember it well because my mom never made like real fatty food, and Doc really wanted tuna casserole, so that we had casserole that week.